Right now, the O-Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Laser Eye Care and A Number One Air.
Thank you, Craig. All right, so yesterday, I believe, was a big anniversary. Do you know what it was the anniversary of?
I do, because so many people hit me up with this.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
What was it then?
Sully.
The 15th anniversary of Sully Sullenberger miraculously landing that plane on the Hudson.
That Airbus A320 landed it on the Hudson. It's known as the miracle on the Hudson.
Right. Promoted endlessly by Sully Sullenberger.
See, this is where you and I disagree.
No. Hold on, P1s. This is where Gordo and I tremendously agree, but he plays the role of disagreeing.
No. I think that Sully didn't want to be known for this and has shied away from the media attention. Would you let me finish a sentence without laughing me out of the room?
Okay.
Did you see his tweet yesterday?
Oh, no.
Sully tweeted it against his will because everyone had pestered him.
He probably has someone in control of his account.
No, he does not. Relive the minute-by-minute replay of Flight 1549.
He didn't tweet in that voice.
A day that demanded the best of humanity and teamwork.
Did he really?
Yes. P1 sent me all his tweets yesterday. The guy, and
he's got a team.
As one P1 said, the guy is shameless. He is the biggest self-promoter the United States outside of any politician.
He has some Gen Alpha or somebody who's doing his Twitter account.
No. Oh, okay. You guys keep making excuses for him to fit your narrative that he's this humble hero.
He is a humble hero.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know about the humble hero thing. He may be just all in it for the publicity ever since it happened. All I know is, though, from the day it happened, I remember reading those, you know, emergency little, you know, pamphlets on a plane, and when they're going through their spiel about, you know, if we do have to evacuate on water, you know, put the flotation device and pull the cord and all that stuff, and they would show a picture of a plane floating and people walking out into the wing, and I remember thinking, that can't happen.
Yeah, and he made it happen.
And he kind of landed it.
He made it happen. So I never saw the movie Sully.
No, I refused to watch it.
With America's film hero Tom Hanks.
Sully demanded that Hanks play him.
The title role of Chesley Sully Sullenberger. You know who it was directed by? Clint Eastwood.
Was it really?
Yes. Yes, and I didn't realize that. Now, this is the premise of Sully the movie. I don't know how much of this is what actually happened, but of course we know the landing, the water landing, and he saves all 155 people on board, the crew and the passengers. But in the movie, Sully learns that preliminary data suggested the left engine was still running at idle power, and theoretically it still had enough power to land the plane at either LaGuardia or Teterboro. And the NTSB claims that several confidential computerized simulations show similar results, and Sully and Jeff, his co-pilot, are insisting otherwise, saying, no, we couldn't have landed the plane. We only could have ditched it in the Hudson. So I guess the movie is about that battle that they're saying that this had to be done, and the NTSB and everybody going, looks like you could have landed the plane. I don't know what you're talking about there.
Yeah, plenty of fuel to just get to the runway over there, so 6 miles away.
They're saying pilot error in the movie there. And then it also says that, Sully is heralded by the public and media for his unprecedented feat of aviation skill, but experiences the after effects and finds himself unable to escape the attention of the press, which is not only targeting him, but also his family. So in the movie, he doesn't, the
wait
press is just all
wait,
over him, and he's trying to escape the press.
He says yes to every single interview request. He is on every TV station.
No, that is
not
true.
Every radio station.
I have to defend Sully here.
No, you don't.
He has reluctantly done over 1,000 interviews.
And look, I'm not saying that he did a poor job, although maybe The NTSB says you could have landed it at the freaking airport. But what I'm saying and what many pilots have told me is that, yeah, he did a really good job. We're all trained to do that. Sully, people act like Sully is, that flight was lucky because there was only one pilot in the world
that could do it.
That could have done it.
That's what I think.
And they happened to have had that guy when the reality is.
That was God putting Sully at the right place, right time, because he knew that he could save those people.
The reality is that there are 100,000 pilots that could have done that.
Gosh. Oh. Don't say that around Sully.
Well, you know he doesn't have time to hear me because he's doing some interview right now.
Well, you know, you need to put in a media request where you can talk to him.
Great.
You know who played his wife in the movie? Laura Linney.
Oh, okay.
We always like her.
Yeah.
Right? Let's see if anybody else. Anna Gunn.
Oh, yeah.
That's Skyler, right?
From Breaking Bad.
She plays Dr. Elizabeth Davis. I have no idea who that is in the movie, but okay. Fine. Yeah, I haven't watched it, and I need to watch it. It is amazing to me that it did $240 million at the box office and was made for $60 million. So it did really well. People love the story, the hero story of Sully, who not only was the hero of the Miracle on the Hudson, but also he once stayed at the Como Motel when he was a kid. That was an additional news story that we had at one point.
Yeah, he's from Denison or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From Denison.
Yellow Jacket.
Which wasn't Eisenhower from Denison as well?
Mm-hmm.
Two of our heroes. Biggest American heroes from the same place.
Let me put it to you this way, Junior. Look at all the special agents that are trained. But if one of them made some sort of heroic move and saved the president, he would be the one who was celebrated.
Yeah.
That's fine. But would he also go on a 15-year self-promotion campaign, the likes of which we've never seen?
He's not promoting himself. He's promoting heroic acts in everyday people.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's a celebration of ourselves.
He's bringing out the hero in all of us.
You guys are right. I've had it wrong for 15 years. My eyes have been deceiving me.
They have.
As P1s may remember, 8 years ago, we played, when the movie was coming out, we actually had a preview of the trailer.
Oh, we did, huh?
In the year 2009, America was under attack. Radical Islamic geese from Canada were terrorizing the world, attacking our children, our constitution, even our Airbus A320s.
Captain, our plane's been hit. It's probably a rocket.
No, Jeff. I can tell from the strike. It was a rig from Canada.
A radical Islamic geese? Sully, you're a genius.
No, Jeff. I'm just an average American hero who's got a job to do.
Yes.
Captain Sully Sullenberger, when U.S. Airways Flight 1549 was cowardly attacked only minutes after taking off from America's number one airport,
irrelevant.
Captain Sully had a decision to make. Should he try to glide the crippled aircraft into a daycare or Methodist church in Queens? Or should he try to do what no man had ever done before, land a plane of people on a plane in the forbidden waters of the Hudson River?
Forbidden?
Jeff, I'm going to land this bird in the Hudson.
Captain, that's impossible. No one has ever landed Flight 1549 in the Hudson before.
Yeah. Well, no one's been Captain Sully Sullenberger before either.
Engine 1 is out! Engine 2 is out!
I don't need them! The engine of courage is stronger than both of those!
But we can't do it, Captain! We've got no power!
It was then, I'll take it from here, it was then that air traffic control ordered Sullenberger to follow the common protocol of the day and crash the plane into a graveyard to save the airline the cost of grave digging.
Captain, we've got to go ahead and crash this plane into an elementary school and just hope that there's a hay bale inside.
I'm not giving up yet.
But I'm your co-pilot.
No, you're not, Jeff. God is my co-pilot.
With only seconds to make a decision, Captain Sully did what no man had ever done before. He decided to decide something other than crashing into a public square or orphanage.
Jeff! Jeff, are you there?
I'm here, Captain! I'm here!
Tell them I'm not crashing this plane anywhere! Tell them!
Tell them what?
Tell them we're going surfing.
Captain Sullenberger.
Captain! Air traffic control needs to know which maternity ward you want to try to crash the plane into!
Tell them there's going to be no crash!
But, Captain! They've ordered us to crash!
Negative, Jeff! There ain't gonna be no crash!
So give them a no?
No, Jeff. That's not a no. That's 155 hell no's.
A new film from Jesus.
Okay.
Captain Sully Sullenberger. He's like George Washington and Gandhi rolled into one kick-ass package of plane landing. Opening in theaters on the new 4th of July this weekend. Sully Sullenberger.
Let's get this thing down on the river.
Wow. Okay. I hate movies.
Wow.
I hate movies.
That does sound like a Clint Eastwood directed movie.
Yeah. Total Clint Eastwood. It's basically the same scene, just over and over again.
Yeah. Sully and Jeff.
Yeah.
They were ordered to crash into all of those places, like a maternity ward, elementary school.
Air traffic control kept trying to pick new targets for them.
My favorite was, tell them we're going surfing.
Oh, so dumb. Anyway, congratulations, Sully.
Way to go, Sully.
15 years ago, he saved America.
Thanks for bringing out the hero in all of us.